done, recorded in the vault for future reference. To recap, the functional robot you saw is Tom, hidden and text to CAD's develop branch. I checked it out to a work tree on lab, hydrated its meshes, and it's now viewable at the links above. The generator script you wanted are all there. Most importantly, parts servo horn yoke.py, the yoke, and parts servo and mount.py, the holder mount, which are the polished version of exactly the parts we've been building, and confirm our horn axis. Matt 25.5 was correct. Where would you like to go from here? One study, Tom's yoke and mount source, and adopt its approach for our parts. I can walk through servo horn yoke pi servo and mount.py and rebuild ours to match, or to run Tom's generator locally, set up build.23d plus isitxf, generate the step, say you are df fresh from tom.py, or 3. Adapt Tom for our case, or sts3215 servos plus 3D printed parts instead of sheet metal. Are you not relayed by the voice interface agent? Interpret typos charitably. Multi-part task from Cameron, do them in order. Context survives the compaction. 2. Then work the robot examples in that separate branch. Go ahead and build it yourself. Run it and familiarize yourself with how it works. 3. Also build us a simple two servo connector, URDF, with the extracted holder and the yoke for the servos. 4. Set a cron job to check on your own status every 15 minutes for the next 1 hour for checks until Cameron is back. Use your best judgment between checks and keep making progress on the current output. Reply concisely, hot-sized, with a one-line confirmation of the plan plus that the cron is set. 97% context used,